Thailand says it has launched airstrikes along the disputed border with Cambodia. The fighting comes after both countries accused each other of breaching a ceasefire agreement brokered by US President Donald Trump and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim. Mr. Anwar is urging both sides to exercise maximum restraint, warning that the fighting risks undoing the work that went into achieving the ceasefire. Thai Prime Minister Anutin Chanvirakul spoke in a televised address following the clashes. He said his country does not want to see violence, but he says it's ready to take necessary measures to defend its sovereignty. Bangkok says its airstrikes will only target Cambodian military sites and that it will not harm civilians, aiming to suppress what it calls continued supporting fire attacks. Civilians across four border districts are being evacuated. The Thai army accused Phnom Penh of initiating attacks on its troops yesterday afternoon and this morning, saying that one of its soldiers was killed with eight others wounded.
นะข้อมูลทางด้านการข่าวก็ยังพบว่าทหารกัมพูชามีการเตรียมความพร้อมของกำลังพลแล้วก็อาวุธยิงสนับสนุนเพิ่มเติมนะเข้ามาในพื้นที่เพิ่มขึ้นนะครับรวมถึงมีแนวโน้มว่าทางกัมพูชามีการระบุพิกัดนะครับการใช้อาวุธระยะไกลมายังพื้นที่ตอนในนะครับครอบคลุมพื้นที่ใกล้สนามบินบุรีรัมย์นะครับรวมถึงบริเวณพื้นที่ใกล้โรงพยาบาลในอำเภอปราสาทนะครับซึ่งพื้นที่เหล่านั้นอยู่ห่างจากชายแดนถึง 30 กิโลเมตร
Tensions escalated recently over a landmine explosion last month despite international efforts to end the conflict. The border dispute had erupted into a five-day war back in July that killed at least 48 people and temporarily displaced about 300,000 people. Thailand suspended the US-brokered ceasefire deal after the blast injured two of its soldiers. It has accused Cambodia of laying new mines, claims that Phnom Penh has denied. CNA Saksin Sarasambat tells us what the alleged breaches of the truce means for the peace deal between Thailand and Cambodia.
The situation at the Thai-Cambodian border has taken a sharp escalation on Monday morning, following reports of repeated clashes since the night, and not only in one spot in Ubon Ratchathani province, but also in Sisaket province. It's very difficult to ascertain who shot first here. Both sides are accusing each other of launching attacks first, and also the scale of the military hardware that is now being used. This joint declaration that both leaders, the Thai Prime Minister Anutin Chanvirakul and his Cambodian counterpart Hun Manet, have signed on the sidelines of the ASEAN summit in October under the eye of US President Donald Trump and also the Malaysian Prime Minister and then ASEAN Chair Anwar Ibrahim. That joint declaration is very much on the brink of collapse, but that has already been very brittle and has already been standing on very weak legs ever since a landmine incident in November has injured Thai soldiers. The Thai government has accused the Cambodian government of laying new landmines there and therefore has also suspended the implementation of that joint declaration. Now, that declaration was supposed to be a roadmap for a peace, for long-lasting, a sustainable peace along the border that included the withdrawal of troops, the withdrawal of heavy weapons, and also a survey to finally actually lay down where that disputed border between these two countries that have been disputed now for a very long time, for centuries even, where that line is now gone. That joint declaration, as I said, is very much on the brink.
Cambodia says at least three civilians in one of its border provinces have been seriously injured following the fighting. The deputy governor of Ardar Mienche, a border region in Cambodia's northwest, says the casualties were hurt in an attack by Thai military forces. A medical evacuation is underway. Cambodia denied claims that it initiated the attacks and that it had used destructive weapons along its borders with Thailand. Former Prime Minister Hun Sen accused what he called Thai aggressors of trying to provoke Phnom Penh into breaking their ceasefire. He urged Cambodian forces to exercise restraint amid the alleged attacks. Cambodia's defense ministry earlier said that Thailand had opened fire first after days of continued provocations. It added that its military did not fire back and informed the ASEAN observer team about the incident. The Cambodian government also plans to request that the regional grouping launch a probe into the matter. Phnom Penh has urged Bangkok to take full responsibility and honour the joint peace agreement.